Bytes.
If you want to access a file, web page, or folder frequently, one way of accomplishing that is to create a Windows shortcut pointing to it. There are quite a number of steps involved in that process, but as you would expect by now, Leesy streamlines the process considerably in the form of Leesy cuts. You can create a Leesy cut to any of the items I've mentioned. What's more, if you create a Leesy cut pointing to a folder, Leesy helps you to save a file directly into it, even if it's on an external drive, such as a network source at your place of work. It saves navigating the Save As dialog box in a Windows application to find where you want to save it. The process for creating a Leesy cut is straightforward enough. In the case of a web page, your web browser needs to be pointing to the page itself. So go ahead and browse to one of your favorite web pages. That's all you need to do. If you want to store a folder or file as a Leesy cut, you'll need to navigate to it within Windows Explorer, but please do not open the folder or launch the file by pressing Enter. Just ensure that you've selected it, perhaps with the arrow keys. I'm in Windows Explorer, having launched it by pressing the Windows key with E, and I'm located on a folder called Various. And I'll go through this process with you. We'll now create the Leesy cut by pressing the Leesy key, then Control S.
Leesy. Store Leesy cut dialog. Please type the name you would like to use to launch this item in the future. Edit.
You're first asked for the name of the Leesy cut. As with Leesy texts, the end result of this is that your Leesy cuts are going to be displayed in a list. So as before, do make the name memorable but short. If we examine the edit field, which is now in focus, you'll hear that the folder name is already displayed there.
Various. V-A-R-I-O-U-S.
While theoretically you could just press enter to accept this, you can change it if you wish. The name of the Leesy cut does not need to match the title of the folder. This could be helpful if you're creating a Leesy cut pointing to a colleague's work folder and he or she has given it a long name which is not particularly meaningful to you. Having got the title the way we want, press enter.
Enter Leesy cut various saved.
That's all. The items to which the Leesy cuts point can be accessed from any application. Press the Leesy key, then Control L.
Leesy. List of Leesy cuts dialog. List 1 list view. BBC webpage 1 of 4.
The Leesy cuts are arranged in alphabetical order, and of course, you can use first letter navigation if you wish. After each Leesy cut, you will hear or see in Braille either the term file, folder, or web page. This is clever of Leesy because she took a note of the computing environment in which you were focused prior to creating the Leesy cut. It gives you an indication as to what is likely to happen when you press enter on one of these items. Go ahead and locate your stored Leesy cut now and press enter to launch it.
V various folder. Enter, please wait. See various items view list box read only.
Leesy cuts can be overwritten simply by storing a new one with the same name. This could be useful if the folder path or page URL has changed. They can also be deleted by pressing the Leesy key followed by delete from within the list of Leesy cuts. There's one more thing to show you, and that is how to save a file in a specific folder, if, for example, you've created a document. I'm in Microsoft Word right now.
Title is document, one word, print view.
And I'm about to save this file.
Control S, save as dialog, file name, edit combo, doc1.docs, alt N, computer braille.
Having pressed Control S to launch the save dialog box, I'll type my file name.
Important. Presentation.
Prior to pressing enter to save the file, I need to press the Leesy key followed by Control P for path. This brings into view only the Leesy cuts attached to folders.
Leesy. List of Leesy cuts to reproduce dialog. List 1 list view. Various. Folder 1 of 1.
Locate the folder name, in my case that is Various, and press Enter.
C. see various important presentation.
The file now is ready to be saved in the various folder, which I can do by pressing enter.
Important presentation dot docs, print view, edit.
I'll now close down Microsoft Word.
JAWS Professional.
We will go back into the list of Leesy cuts and see whether or not the document is in the various folder. I'll press the Leesy key followed by Control L.
Leesy. List of Leesy cuts dialog. List 1, list view, BBC, web page 1 of 4.
Press V for various.
V, various, folder.
And press enter.
Enter, please wait. See various items, view multi-select list box. Not selected important presentation.docs 28/06/2017/656 Microsoft Word document 17KB 1 of 1.
And there it is. Now, you might be asking yourself, I've created all these Leesy notes, Leesy cuts, etc. What happens if I want to place them on another computer? What if I need to reinstall my software? Well, please don't worry. We do have you covered. I'll talk about the backing up process in a future Leesy Byte. Leesy, at the cutting edge of technology.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/leesybytes.